Good morning, we're learning Chayadim, Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yadalad, and we're looking at Siman Chabez. So the Chayadim says, Osha Litlois Tefillin, there's an Isra of hanging Tefillin. And this applies, like he says, the Filo Herbatsuas. This applies both hanging, having the actual bias of the Tefillin hang down, or having the Ritsuas just hang down. When a person is wearing them, that's not considered hanging. A person will be holding them and just having them dangle, that's improper to do. If you have the ritzuas hanging just for temporarily, that's not problematic. The person's wrapping up his tefillin, so the ritzuas are hanging down. So he's holding the tefillin, letting the ritzuas hang down. That's how he puts away his tefillin. That's not a problem. That's a cry ba'alma. The bias of bakrai yeshlahak. Remember, to have the bias hang down, even bakrai, even temporarily, is improper to have the bias hanging down. Mishnah Berurah does point out if a person puts on their tefillin, and some people have the way they put on their shalrosh is they sort of have the tefillin hang down and they lean their head forward and sort of insert it into the between the ritzuas and catch the bias, as it were. If that's how you put it on, he says that's not a problem. That's not considered a problem. The taliyah, this is how you put it on. He does say that, however, the people from Adaktikin in that situation would find a little ledge to put the bias of the shalrosh on, that shouldn't have to be over this problem of having something hanging. And then he says, Sayyidim says, Avashemanachim Bekis, Mutra Litlois Hakis. But this, if you have the tefillin already inside of their kiss, which is holding them, the pouch which is holding them, you want to hang the pouch, that's Mutra. So a person has a talus tefillin bag, which has a strap that you put over your shoulder. So that would be a problem with Taliyah, theoretically, but saying it's not a problem because since they're inside of the kiss, we didn't ask for the hanging once they're inside of the kiss and inside of the pouch. Mishnah Berurah points out that this halacha applies not only to Tefillin, this halacha applies to Svarim as well. An example of this is sometimes you have like a fancy leather-covered siddur, more common with women's siddurim, which has a chain attached to it. So if you'd want to carry your sitter by holding onto the chain and having the sitter hang down, that would go into the sitter. It's considered a bizoyan, and it's also to hang the sitter by its chain. Okay. The next simon, also the niach shum dabar al arosh kishamunach alav hatfilin im loy dabar shadarcha bekach kegana koyva. So person, sometimes people carry things on their head. So you cannot do that. They wear tefillin. If a person is wearing tefillin the whole day, so he needs to move something from one place to the other. He wants to put it on his head. So you cannot do that when you're wearing tefillin. However, something which a person would be normal to be on a person's head, for example, a person's hat, that is mutter to have on when the tefillin are on. But dafka she'ein odoicha katefillin v'imlav af zeh osur. But then the chayyarim comes along and says, but this is all talking about that it's not pushing the tefillin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out when it says pushing the tefillin, we're not talking about pushing the tefillin out of its place, because that's obvious that you shouldn't be wearing something which is pushing the tefillin out of its place. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a case where a person is putting it on something which will just pressure against the tefillin. So the Chayyarim seems to say that case is osur, and he seems to say that's going to be true even by the case of the Kaiva. That's the flow of the Chayyarim. He says, but a Kova is mutter, and even that only if it's not directly the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the case of the Kaiva is mutter, brings from the Bach. The Bach is mekel in Yitzhak, means nefes for Kaiva, even if it's been causing it to be right, to pressed out, to be nidchak. And again, not out of its place, because if it's out of its place, that's obviously a problem. We're talking about it's not pushing it out of its place, but it's just pushing it down in its place. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Bach. The Bach is mekel in regards to mitz nefes and the Kaiva. That a person can wear that without a problem, even though it's been done with the tefillin. Have a good day.